Get him! Get him! Oh, damn!
Yeah. What happened to ho, ho, ho?
Christmas ain't what it used to be, Alex. It's the worst bowl game I've ever seen. Both teams stink. This ain't a bowl game. It's a tapestry.
Tapestry?
Yeah, you know, a tapestry. It's ridiculous. It's a joke.
It's not a tapestry. It's a travesty.
Well, I admit there was some good action in the first quarter.
You expecting somebody?
No.
The Easter Bunny? Baby New Year? The Great Pumpkin?
Ho, ho, ho.
Phyllis!
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Oh, excuse me. You know, I once had a maternity suit like that.
Oh, no, no. I'm dressed like this because I'm going down to the youth center, give out presents to the juvenile delinquents.
Really? Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful idea. Certainly a novel way to escape the loneliness and depression that haunts so many of us on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, Phyllis, your ex-wife. Well, I gotta go. They're expecting me down at the center. If I'm late with the presents, they start opening up each other. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Tony.
Bye.
Well, Phyllis, what brings you here on Christmas Eve?
Alex, a crazy thing happened, and I think it may have been God speaking to me. At 3:15 this afternoon, it struck me that I really wanted to see you. At that same moment, I knew that you were thinking that you wanted to see me. Now, was I right, Alex? Is there a God?
Well, I think a lot of things all the time. I mean, it's possible I might have been thinking about you, but...
Really? Oh, I thought I was making the whole thing up.
Phyllis, what are you doing here?
Get me through the holidays, Alex. Please.
Oh, Phyllis.
That's right. Oh, Phyllis. Alex, you know I don't have any friends. Our daughter is out of the country, and my other ex-husband recently won a court order that forbids me to get within 400 yards of him.
Oh, no.
Please, Alex, please. I just don't want this Christmas to be like last Christmas. Anything but that. I just can't go through that again. Not that.
Phyllis, I'm not going to ask you what happened last Christmas.
You're not?
I swear to God I'm not.
Well, good, because I'm not about to tear open a wound that healed after a year.
Okay, good.
Alex, I'm really not asking for much. You know, we could make a little eggnog.
Oh, no, please.
We could start a fire.
Phyllis, please.
We'll roast the goose.
No.
Alex, we can invite your friends over. We can have a little party.
I think
I could scrape up a band at the last minute.
I really don't think so. Look, Phyllis, I really like to help you, but I gotta go to work. In fact, I gotta go leave right now.
You working? Christmas Eve?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God, how pathetic.
Oh, don't feel sorry for me.
No, I'm talking about me. I mean, you've got it made. Good tips, not much traffic, interesting people. Can I come along with you?
No.
Alex, I won't bother your fares. I'll lie on the floor. They won't even know I'm here.
No!
In the trunk, then. Just leave it open to crack so I can breathe.
Phyllis!
Please, Alex.
Okay, but just a crack. Now, what am I talking about? I'm sorry.
Alex, don't kick me out! Let me at least stay here until midnight so my doorman will think that I had someplace to go. Give me that, Alex. Let me impress my doorman.
Okay, you can stay here. There's some leftover Jiffy Pop. And there's a rerun of Frosty the Snowman on television.
You're a saint, Alex.
I know.
Thank you. Thank you, saint.
Jeff, I know you got your family at home waiting for you. It's Christmas Eve. What the hell? I'm gonna let you go home early. Go on, get out of here. Merry Christmas.
Louie, I'd get off in 6 minutes.
Well, go enjoy them.
Merry Christmas, Jim. Merry Christmas, Alex. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Elaine.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Dropped the kids off at the airport, did you?
Yeah. Why, Alex, why? This is the second year in a row I've let them choose where to spend Christmas, and they picked their father. Now I'm wondering if they love him more than they love me. Why, Alex?
Well, doesn't he have that great ski chalet in Aspen?
No, I mean, why do I let them choose?
Listen, I'll get you coffee, all right?
Yes.
Rob.
No. Telegraph for E. Leonardo.
Oh, here.
Grab your coat and get your hat, Elaine. Leave your worries by the doorstep, Elaine. Life can be so sweet, Elaine, on the sunny side of the sunny side of the sunny side of the street, Elaine. Cheer up for the holidays and have a Merry Christmas, Elaine.
It depends. Did you like it?
I loved it.
I sent it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. What better way to spend my inheritance money than spreading a little joy to my friends?
Yeah.
Right, Alex?
Hey, now, wait a second. Now, wait a minute. I hope that little wink doesn't mean you're going to do something like that for me.
Why?
Why? Because I would feel very embarrassed that everybody's staring at me while some Philip Morris boy came in here and tap danced and sang at me.
You've got nothing to worry about, Alex. I would never send a Philip Morris boy for a guy like you.
All right, okay.
Telegram, 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 telegram.
I wonder who that could be for.
Wait a minute.
Death falls with bows of folly to the season. Alex Rieger should be jolly.
Yes.
That's why Jim has sent me here. Take it from a dancing bouquet. You should be happy because you're such a cute cake.
Everybody,
you should
be happy.
You don't have to say anything, Alex. A look in your eyes is thanks enough.
Okay, drivers, listen up here. On behalf of myself and the Sunshine Cab Company, on this Christmas Eve, I just want to say, watch out for drunk drivers. And don't pick up anybody who might puke in your cab. Noel, Noel, joy to the world, and get your butts out of here. Noel 218.
QK Cab 387.
Hey. Laka told me that you are making the cabbies work tonight, and I think that's terrible.
I didn't say they had to work. I just said if they didn't work, they might not get cabs with the luxuries that they've grown accustomed to, like reverse.
Well, that one night, I'm having a party tonight, Mr. Scrooge, and I want to get on the radio and invite all our friends. Well, what would it take for you to let us invite all our friends?
$500.
Okay. Will you take a check?
But, Simka, we are only going to...
Shut up, my darling. There.
I don't think I'll be able to cash a check made out to the blood-sucking jackal.
Really? Why? Who would question it?
Simka, I do work for this man.
And I didn't hear my name mentioned in regard to the party either.
Louie. Louie, you poor, pathetic thing. You only wanted money because you thought you weren't going to be invited. Oh, Louie. Oh, Louie, Louie, Louie. Poor Louie.
Does this mean I'm invited?
if we have to.
I accept.
Yes.
I'll go spruce up. You can use the radio.
Thank you, boss. Vega. Vega. Come on, Vega.
Yeah, this is Alex. Go ahead.
And Louis says you don't have to work tonight, so come on over and spend Christmas Eve tonight. I have to go now. That's a big 10-4, good buddy.
Now, Simka, I'm afraid I'm going to have to say no, but thank you anyway.
Should I bring something to the party?
Oh, Simka has made everything we need. Do you like Christmas ham with honey glaze and pineapples on it?
Yeah.
Good, then you better bring one.
Hi, fellas. I was just driving by. I thought I'd just stop in and say how you doing. Did you eat all that?
Alex, I just want to thank you for not kicking me out. This Christmas is so much better than last year.
You really did eat all that?
You know, I eat when I'm depressed. I ate everything in the refrigerator.
Well, anyway, I just want to see how you're doing.
Did you know that Frosty the Snowman melted in the end?
Phyllis, I'm missing fares. I have to go.
Alex, you know, sometimes when you look back, things seem much better than they actually were, you know, but I remember we used to have some wonderful Christmases together.
Yeah, you're right. When you look back, things do seem better. No, I mean, we had some wonderful Christmases. We really did. Look, I'll check in on you later, okay? Can I get you anything?
A gallon of Rocky Road and cable TV.
Rocky Road cable.
You want to go to a party?
Did you invite me to a party? Or did I just have a hypoglycemic rush?
No, come on, I'll take you.
Really?
Yeah, come on.
Watching you brings back old memories. Every Christmas, my family, we got a big, beautiful Scotch pine tree. We gather around and watch the servants decorate it. May I, for old time's sake?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Not there, you fool! To the left. Why, this is one of the best Christmases I've ever had. Oh, the best!
Hi, Merry Christmas, everybody. Look what my last fare gave me.
A manicure.
No. This gift, see? Well, I picked this guy up from the airport, and he's coming back early from a business trip, right? Mm-hmm. So he's telling me how great his wife is, what a precious jewel she is, and how no present in the world is worthy of her, right? So we get to their house, and she's out in the front kissing some other guy. Mm-hmm. So the guy leaves the cab, and I say, wait a minute, you forgot your gift. And he says, no, you keep it. You deserve it more than she does.
Well, open it.
I know.
I wonder what it is.
I bet it's a watch.
No, not a watch, but jewelry, I bet.
A pair of panties. They say property of Hell's Angels.
Big spender, a $4 item.
$6.50.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
party. You all remember my ex-wife, Phyllis?
Alex, do you have to call me your ex-wife?
Oh, excuse me. You remember Phyllis, my podiatrist?
Welcome to the party.
Oh, thank you very much. Holidays are a time for family, friends, and joy. And since I have none of those, I'm glad to be here.
I see the life of the party has arrived.
I got a great idea. Why don't we all tell what we did last Christmas?
Last Christmas? Oh, no, that's a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
No, just it'll be fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
Who would like to go first?
Last Christmas, I was alone again. So I decided to go to a restaurant where at least I would be with some people. So, sure enough, I mean, there must have been 50 people at this restaurant, a party of 49 and me. Not one of those 49 people asked me to join them.
Yeah, of course.
So I left. I left and I started walking home. And I kept bumping into all sorts of happiness. I mean, people with loved ones just bustling to buy their Christmas last-minute gifts, and music and laughter coming from parties I wasn't even invited to. And suddenly, I was struck.
By a bus, I hope.
No such luck, cutie. I was struck by a deeply depressing revelation. I am a lonely, middle-aged woman unable to deal with Christmas.
Oh. Who invited Alex's podiatrist?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh,
hey, listen, I hope you don't mind, Simka, but I brought some of the kids from the youth center.
None of them are to marry
yet. Hey.
All right, listen, everybody. This is Philly Fingers, Big Al, and Joey Mook over here.
Hello.
Now, you guys steal anything, I break your heads. Say Merry Christmas. Hey. I said say Merry Christmas. Say it. And God bless you. Say it.
Christmas.
All right, get over here, sit down.
Blacker, hide the silver.
In our country, it's tradition that at this time, someone says the traditional Christmas prayer.
Oh, yeah. And in our country, it is a tradition that the oldest woman leads it.
Oh, no.
Oh, great. Just great.
When were you born?
February
1952.
February what? Four.
Dear Lord.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, we all have to get ready.
Kneel for the prayer. I said kneel for the prayer. Kneel. Come on, Al. Kneel, I said. Good boys.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Yeah, let the good times roll.
Dear Lord, no offense, but could you spend less time with the people that don't need it? I mean, like the women from the ice capades and ball players. I mean, Lord, what do you care if a guy's stranded on second base? You got better things to do.
Phyllis, you're nudging God.
Also for me, Lord, stop short skirts. And bring back 2 refills per prescription on Valium. Oh, and peace on earth. And goodwill toward men.
Nice of you to throw that in, Phyllis.
Yeah, great prayer, Phyllis. If I could die now, I'd be a happy man.
I really, I shouldn't have come here. I mean, I feel like I ruined everybody's Christmas.
That's all right. You can be as depressing as you want. It won't hurt, because I've got money.
Well, what's money got to do with it?
This.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I didn't know what to pick, so I told him I said everything.
Alex, about New Year's Eve.
What?
You don't have to see me. I'm gonna be on an airplane far, far away.
Oh.
It's my Christmas gift to you. So how do you like your present?
Like it? I love it. It's perfect. How did you know?
Well, it was either that or a shirt. Well, anyway, so long as, you know, I'm not going to be here New Year's Eve, could I have my kiss now?
Hmm? Oh, come on, Phyllis, please.
Come on, Alex. Come on, just give me a little kiss. Come on.
Phyllis, please.
Alex, come on. Come on, let's pretend, you know.
I don't want to
pretend. Alex, come on, we'll just pretend it's New Year's Eve, okay? Right here.
No, we don't have to do this.
Four. Three.
Oh, come on, Phyllis.
Two.
Please.
One.
Why don't you just make it a nice...
Should all the
questions
be forgot and ever brought to mind?
Happy New Year, Phyllis.
Happy New Year, Alex.
Christmas, Mr. Walters.